still know everything. And I've done that. I'd love to be an example to young people. I do, though. I do. I try to. Because I tell you, I've nailed the, like, you know, sharing thing. I can share. Great. I'm so sophisticated about it. I will do that Japanese thing where I will not take the last dumpling. I was just eating with some folks, and they just sat there. That last one sat there until someone thought to cut it in half. And then there were two, so there was no longer a last one. And then, I don't know, that solved it. I never even thought to do that. I was among geniuses, though. Sometimes I dine with geniuses. You know, here's a lonely, this is a really, really sad, lonely thing. Thomas Jefferson, they said something like that when he dined alone. He would dine with the smartest person, but he was alone or something. I don't know. But they imply that he had no peers, and so he just ate by himself because he had no intellectual peers. So I'm always dying. I'm dying full cafeterias, places where they leave the G off of the word, you know. It's just a lot of an apostrophe places. Grilling, sizzling, all those places I eat at. And there's lots of folks there, and they all feel like my peers. And I watch them, and they totally are. A lot of them, maybe. I might even have something to teach them about not screaming at their loved ones. But that's pretty much an easy one to do. A lot of the not behavior is, you know, it's somewhat easier than the doing behavior. For instance, I am not a Marine. And I find that easier than being a Marine. See how that works? So sometimes the absence of something is very easy. It's been really easy for me to resist that, you know? And maybe smoking cigarettes, maybe not the same thing. That might be a little harder, but I don't do that. What else don't I do that's harmful for me? I don't know. I never probably don't lop off any limbs or anything like that. I eat candy, though. I do eat candy, but I like hard candy and I like citrus candy. I don't, not as much chocolate or anything. We're not wondering. I knew you weren't, but I guess it's because I crave are vitamins, and I think the candy's going to have them because I go for the fruit stuff. I think a lot of people do. Like, that's what's just like, God, I want an orange soda really bad. I think what it's saying is, like, you need antioxidants or something. Because I always feel like, oh, I need fruit. I really should have fruit. Fruit's a little acidy, right? But Starburst seemed just right. So I've got I guess I could have the gummy vitamins make me a little sick. So I don't know about that. What? I just feel like they do. And I want to sell gummies that don't do anything. They do that online. I see that. I say, oh, they got the pot gummies, and then they have just like hippie gummies, but they're not, I guess they're CBD or something like that. That's beautiful. I'm on right now. I'm on my doctor put me on heavy doses of something called what's it called? Spurious, not placebo, something like that. I think it's spurious something, but it's designed, it's mainly psychological. So the doctor said to me, these pills don't do anything. And I go, come on. And they go, nope, they don't do anything. I go, okay, well, we'll see. I said, what is it that they don't do? And then the doctor says, well, they're supposed to do all this, that, and the other thing, but they don't. And I go, well, we'll see about that. And then my natural contradictory nature, see, they're using reverse psychology. These are reverse psychology placebos. I go, we'll see. I bet they do something. And it's funny. They were actually antidepressants. They weren't placebos. So I don't know. The experiment didn't work very well. I'm done though. I made my own. I'm making my own pills out of ground up candy. I take the little. You can get the little capsules at the food co-op, or you know, any kind of health food store. And you go, I can make my own pills. They go, yeah. And so I bought all the pharmacy thing where you scrape the, and I just make fanciful ones. Like I'll make I made some some baking powder ones. Or not baking, but baking soda. I thought these would be good to calm my stomach. Or I'll just make them out of spices. Like, people do turmeric for real. So I thought, well, you know, I can make pills out of cumin. And, woo, they wreak havoc on my body odor. I'm not going to lie to you. So the cumin pill experiment, people take garlic pills. I'm not even lying. And dehydrated lettuce is a biggie. How many of you call arugula rocket? How many of you call it rocket? Just say in the comments if you call arugula rocket. I love you. And do you like it? Is it too spicy for you? Do you like peppery greens? Do you know him? It's so funny, though. If your last name is Brown or Green, or somebody's going to call you Crispy or, you know, salad, that's going to be your nickname. I'd love it. If my last name was Brown, I'd want to be Golden Brown or something. That'd be fun. You're Hardy White. Oh, I forgot my own name. That's right. That's literally happened to me. Then Hardy is not your given name? So it's just a joke name because your last name's White? So somebody like saw the bread and started calling you Hardy White? So you're really like, what, like William Hardy White or something like that, or middle initial H Hardy White? Hardy Hardy White? Are you Hardy Hardy White? Are you William Carlos Williams? Are you Ford Maddox Ford? Are you Ford Maddox Ford Chevrolet? Which are you? What's your name? What's your backstory? What's your origin story, they say now, assuming if they assume everybody's a superhero. You're listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online, WFMU.org, worldwide freeform radio. Thank you for listening so much. Oh, my friends, I will see you again next week. Thank you.
You can't. on my phone, couldn't blip through. I heard he treat you bad, heard he beat you. Bring up you so calm like you used to do. Still I'm up, man, I'm getting money. Light the shower up so I can get a plug. Is it a reason that my phone couldn't blip through? I heard he treat you bad, heard he beat you. Bring up you so calm like you used to do. Still I'm up, man, I'm getting money. Light the shower up so I can get a plug.
Got that bow, man. Got that bow. How much? Come on. Got that bow, man. Got that bow. How much? Come on.
Yo, babe. What was your going rate, babe?
$50.
$50, man.
$50.
A bargain. It's a bargain. Got the white stuff for you. Yo. Keep going.
You want it or not?
Sure, babe. Let's
do it. Hey, where's my money at?
In the city. In the streets. Living a fast life. Why do we do these things? Let's come together and unite as one. The problems we live in the street.
No school, children,
children,
children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children, children,
possibilities. We do not care.
Thank you. skull.
That would be ugly. I know you could come back.
can't come better, can't come better than that. I know you can't come better, can't come better than that. So you can stop all your loose rap, your loose rap. Hey, hey.
Too many times I hear you try knocking my crew, but we got something for all the fools. It ain't just feeling blue. Trying to compete, yeah. Now tell me what you could be. Why even be doper than me? I'm better.
Thank you. You're an inspiration to me.
Thank you. I shall sing, I'm going to live so God can use me. I'm going to pray so God time. I'm going to say so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to moan so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Oh, I'm going to moan so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.